This podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption. The special pre-order discount ends this Sunday, September 28th. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click store.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah, who do you love?
Hey, paperboy.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. The dark night of fascism is over in America. Dawn is here. Jimmy Kimmel will be back on ABC tonight, and no one will be watching him. It'll be back to normal. Everything will be back to normal. Jimmy Kimmel will be howling at the moon, and no one will be watching it at all. 844-500-4242. Of course, not everywhere. Not everywhere, because Nexstar and Sinclair, which control about the ABC affiliates in maybe a quarter of the nation, 25% of the nation, they will not be picking up the show. It's really something here. I got a breaking news bulletin from the Connecticut Post earlier today. Where is it here? I was looking. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Connecticut Post. I subscribe to this because I do have a Connecticut affiliate, WPOP. Jimmy Kimmel will not air in Connecticut on WTNH despite ABC reinstatement, because that's a Nexstar station, apparently. Oh, what a terrible blow to four or five people in the Nutmeg State that won't be able to watch Jimmy Kimmel tonight. 844-500-4242. So I'm just trying to speculate what's the next step. The show loses a lot of money. Nobody watches it. But apparently Bob Iger, the president, the CEO of Disney, was besieged by Hollywood celebrities. That was how they were described to me today by somebody. Hollywood celebrities to put Jimmy Kimmel back on the air. And you know what I said? I said, what is a Hollywood celebrity these days? There is no more prime time. There are basically no real movies left except for those, you know, superstar type movies. So who is he sucking up to? I mean, it's basically streaming services with sports and that kind of stuff. And this may screw up his attempts to get the NFL Network and some of these other cable channels, but I guess he still feels he has to suck up. 844-500-4242. So I think though that long term they're not going to keep paying him $16 million a year. They're already trying to cut costs. So I think. You know, I suggested this to Mark Simone today on WOR in New York when I was on as a guest. I said, why don't they put him on, like, you know, they got these streaming services like, Peacock, NBC, right? The CBS has got one too. Paramount, right? So they go, I'm sure ABC's got one. So why don't they put him on there? And Mark Simone said, well, you know, he doesn't have any audience, period. And he particularly doesn't have any audience in the 18 to 49-year-olds who watch streaming. The only people that are watching him are old people, and they don't watch streaming, so why would they put him over there? I think they would just put him over there to shut up the libs. like the guy who shot up the station in Sacramento. As I said yesterday, fired three bullets and one in to commemorate every one of Jimmy's viewers in the Sacramento market, all three of them. And now it turns out, though, that he had a list on his refrigerator, some 60, he's 64. If he ever went to a Jimmy Kimmel fan night, they'd call him the kid. And so he had a list, and he was planning his next victims were going to be Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and Pam Bondi. So this guy's he's just a typical Democrat. This is what Democrats do. You know, they didn't like Abe Lincoln being elected, so they started the Civil War. They didn't like Reconstruction, so they started the Ku Klux Klan. They didn't like blacks having the right to vote, so they started Jim Crow. This is what Democrats do. They shoot people who get in their way. They shot Abraham Lincoln. They shot another Republican president, James Garfield. They shot another Republican president, William McKinley. They shot Ronald Reagan. He survived. They shot Donald Trump. He survived. 844-500-4242. So we don't have a lot of VIPs today, but turn off the phones. I know, sometimes I forget myself, but keep the phones off. So this is Sonny Hostin yesterday on The View. And the View is another one that could be on the chopping block. I don't know. Maybe they make money. They have 2 million viewers, so they have twice as many viewers as Jimmy Kimmel does. But they got to have a higher payroll too. But this is Sonny Hostin yesterday on the First Amendment. She's an expert on the First Amendment. You know, cut 15.
Our founders drafted the First Amendment specifically to protect the rights of citizens to criticize the government.
That's right. That's what our founders did. That was Sonny yesterday. This is Sonny when Roseanne Barr got fired 7 years ago, when she had the top-rated show. She had significantly more than 1 million viewers, and she put out one tweet. And this is what Sonny Hostin said when she got canned. Cuts 14.
When you cross that kind of societal norm, you must pay the consequence. And firing her was the right thing to do. I'm thrilled that ABC did it.
I mean, every day. Seven, eight, one. The number of people pronouncing Kimball and not Kimmel says it all. Yeah. I mean, at least I read the stories, you know, the gossip stories. I don't watch him, never have, but I know what his name is. A lot of people don't even know that. They think he's the doctor from The Fugitive, right? You know, I'm telling you, Dr. Richard Kimball, he was less undercover than Jimmy Kimmel is with his minuscule audience. 844-500-4242. This is just, Brandon Gill, we got to keep trying to get Brandon Gill on from Dartmouth. I got somebody who also went to Dartmouth who's trying to get him on. But he's the rep from the congressman from Texas, and he tortures them. He's going places, I think. I think he's married to Dinesh D'Souza's daughter. Yeah, but he was talking about that Jimmy Kimmel, and this is brilliant. This is such a good point about this. Cut 17.
I don't want to hear about cancel culture or hear any whining from the left, the same political movement that spent years and years and years trying to silence, censor, and deplatform conservatives for simply saying that men can't get pregnant. What's happening here is a recognition, I think, from many people in our country that in order to have free and open debate, we have to agree on certain basic presuppositions. And one of those is that political violence is wrong, it's evil, it's abhorrent, and it cannot be tolerated in any way. And that includes by running cover for the person who murdered a major political figure and trying to say that it was the right that did it. That is a disgusting lie, it's not funny, and it has no place in our public discourse.
Well, apparently it does. If you want to be on an obscure outlet like the ABC television network after the late news, which nobody watches. 774, they also shot Gerald Ford. Excuse me, they did. They did. They use Republican presidents for target practice. And you know, sometimes a Democrat gets in their way too, like JFK, but he was shot by either the mafia or a communist. I tend to lean towards organized crime, but that's just me. A lot of the official theory is that it was a communist, Lee Harvey Oswald. Although, and you know what? He was described as a right winger too in the initial days after. He was from Dallas. He was from Dallas. That's, you know, that's a very right wing city. They voted for Nixon in 1960. And then someone pointed out, well, he just got back from the Soviet Union where he defected to, and he has a communist wife. And then they said, we better shoot him. And they did. Sorry, I'm tuning in late. Is Kimmel off the air or not? I'm seeing that his show was reinstated, but also seeing Sinclair says, no, he's on, he's back on the network, but one quarter of the network affiliates or thereabouts, the corporation Sinclair and Nexstar are not going to bring him back for the foreseeable future. So again, you know, Hearst is the corporation that owns Channel 5 and Channel 9 in Boston and Manchester, New Hampshire. They're going to bring him back because they're all in favor of what he said. Hearst is super far left. Used to be super far right. Now it's super far left. But Nexstar and Sinclair are not going to bring him back. And, of course, the ABC owned and operated, the O&Os, are going to put him on. So it depends on where you are if you're going to see him. Although, as I said, most people, wherever they live, are not going to watch him. Just like until he said it, before he said it, they weren't watching him. So nothing has really changed, ultimately. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Verdict reached in would-be Trump assassin trial. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that he's been found guilty. Would you care to take the other side of that one, Jared?
I cannot issue a Ketanji Brown Jackson style dissent at this point.
I don't think that one's on the board in Vegas. 844. Well, we'll give you the word when it comes down, though, the official word. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Zelic Insurance. It's time to get your home, business, and auto insurance tuned up. Contact Angela at Zelic Insurance. That's Z-E-L-L-I-K insurance.com. They've got you covered from A to Zelic, Z-E-L-L-I-K insurance.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is where will Jimmy Kimmel be a year from now? Broadcast TV, some ABC streaming service, podcasting from his living room, or who cares?
I'm going to say he's going to be on some streaming service.
That's at 5% right now. That's in third place. 9% say he'll be podcasting from his living room. 2% say he'll be on broadcast TV. And 84% say who cares.
Yeah, but see, I'm voting straight. I feel who cares, but I do. I'm just going to make that prediction that they're just going to toss him off, and then they're going to say, "You can, Jimmy, you can say whatever you want." You know, it's like the tree falling in the forest, and there's nobody there to hear it. There'll be nobody there to hear you. 844-500-4242-201. My neighbor had no idea who Jimmy Kimmel was. Again, the only reason I had any idea who he was is because I read the gossip columns and things like that. I keep up with the biz a little bit. I wouldn't think of watching him. There's nothing there. 844-500-4242. You know, someone says that we should boycott Disney and Kimmel sponsors. What sauce for the goose? Let's make it happen. Again, if we'd have to watch the show to find out who his sponsors are. I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. Are you? No, I don't think so. By the way, what's really kind of humorous is some of these lefties canceled their Disney Plus subscriptions, like Howard Stern, for instance. Speaking of whatever happened to, he canceled his Disney Plus, and now they've done the right thing. So what do they do? Do they come crawling back, or do they realize, hey, you know what? I wasn't watching any of this crap anyway, so I'm not coming back. And I also heard that, you know, when they were really trying to mobilize the cancellations, you know what happened to the websites that subscribers could go to for services, Jared? There was a glitch. They were unable to cancel their subscriptions for a day or two. I can't believe that Walt and Roy Disney would have signed off on that. They were totally above board. 844-500-4242. So let's see, what else have we got here for this? Oh, I want to tell you this. It takes, you know, some of this stuff, these cancellations, people just don't come back. Like Cracker Barrel, their sales are way, way down. Remember Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney? And they totally crashed the brand. And Bud Light, which had been the number one beer in America for like 20 years, succeeding the king of beers, was no longer the number one. I think it went down to fourth or fifth place for a while. And Modelo Especial was the number one. It was Mexican. The Mexican beer was number one for a while. Well, now guess there's a new number one beer. Did you see this, Jared? Do you know what the new number one beer in America is?
I do not.
Michelob Ultra.
Okay. Ultra? Yeah.
Michelob Ultra is now the number one beer. So in other words, people wanted a crappy beer that tasted like panther piss. But they couldn't bring themselves to go back to Bud Light, so instead they went to the next worst thing, Michelob Ultra. And meanwhile, Modelo Especial has fading sales, declining demand among Hispanic consumers, maybe because a lot of them have been deported back to their homelands. Is that possible? They say there's declining demand. All I know is Bud Light ain't number one anymore. And I don't think it's going to be ever again. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The jury had lunch, and then they said, let's get this over with and get home by dinner. They want to prepare for Jimmy Kimmel, whatever the name of the show is tonight. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
Ryan Ruth, the West Palm Beach attempted assassin of President Trump, has been found guilty of all charges.
I'm shocked.
Jimmy Kimmel is going to have a moment of silence for him tonight on the show to begin. No apologies, but a moment of silence for Ryan Ruth. You know the old saying, any man who represents himself in court has a fool for a client. Again, an old saying, the truth of which was once again proven here today. 844-500-4242. ABC has 244 affiliates, and 8 of them are owned by Disney, O&Os. And 70 of the 236 remaining affiliates will not air the Kimmel Show tonight. Those include all of the Nexstar and Sinclair affiliates. Include Sinclair has Channel 6 in Providence and Channel 8. Nexstar, I guess, has, or I don't know which one, but the ones that are going to be broadcasting in New England are Channel 6 in Providence, Channel 8 in Hartford, Channel 22 in Burlington, Vermont. But again, Channel 5 and Channel 9 in Manchester, they will be carrying it. 844-500-4242. 207 says Modelo is experiencing migratory demand. Another one, 917. While Modelo Especial sales have been declining, sales of Modelo Deportivo are skyrocketing. I wonder why the sales of the Mexican beers are going down right now. What could possibly be the reason? And you know, the attendance at the local illegal alien days in the various quote unquote gateway cities have also been declining to the point of being canceled, actually. 844-500-4242. So Kamala Harris has begun her book tour. And the book was actually published. She's kind of snake bit here. And the book was published on the same day that Charlie Kirk was shot, which was not a good opening. It's kind of like, Barack Obama's ghostwriter. What the hell's his name? I can't even remember it anymore. The guy, the terrorist, his book came out on 9/11. 2001. It's still got a rave review in the New York Times because he only killed one or two people at the Pentagon. They killed more than that. His comrades that were on all those flights. But anyway, so she's back out on the road, and so amazingly, she was on with Rachel Maddow during her one night a week for which she gets paid $25 or $30 million, and. Rachel Maddow went against the precepts of the Ministry of Truth and asked Kamala a real question. As a lesbian, she asked her, why didn't she pick Pete Buttigieg as her running mate? And she stumbled and mumbled, and here it is, cut 21.
I guess I'd ask you to just elaborate on that a little bit. It's hard to hear.
Yeah.
With you running as, you're the first woman elected vice president. You're a black woman and a South Asian woman elected to that high office.
And a Canadian woman.
Elected president. To say that he couldn't be on the ticket effectively because he was gay is hard to hear.
No. That's not what I said. That he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that I was clear that in 107 days, in one of the most hotly contested elections for president of the United States against someone like Donald Trump, who knows no floor.
Donald Trump.
To be
Trump
a black woman
Pete
running
Buttigieg
for president
of
the United
ticket.
States and as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, with the stakes being so high, it made me very sad.
So she's confirming it. She denied it. Now she's confirming it.
It would be a real risk.
She's confirming it. That's, she said, yeah, I couldn't do that. But you know what? She wanted to add to Rachel Maddow that some of her best friends are homosexuals. Cut 22.
No matter how, you know, I've been an advocate and an ally of the LGBT community my entire life. So it wasn't about any prejudice on my part, but
that
we had such a short, short period of time.
You had $1.5 billion.
And the stakes were so high. I think Pete is a phenomenal, phenomenal public servant. And I think America is and would be ready for that. But when I had to make that decision with 2 weeks to go. You know, and maybe I was being too cautious. You know, I'll let our friends, we should all talk about that. Maybe I was, but that's the decision I made, and I, as with everything else in the book, I'm being very candid about that.
Yeah.
With a great deal of sadness about also the fact
I'm sad
that it might have been a risk
that I was too cowardly or bigoted, but just because I was too cowardly or bigoted and I didn't want a gay person on the ticket, it doesn't mean I don't like gay people. Some of my best friends are gays and lesbians. That's what she said. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, I find it interesting that Kamala's talking about a fictitious gay president. We already had one.
That's what many people believe, Chris. And, you know, he certainly, I'll just leave it at that. Now we have another Kamala word salad. Now, who is this? Who is this person that she is with now?
She is with the founder and CEO of Full Circle Strategies, Jataka Lead.
Full Circle Strategies?
Yeah.
And we just played Will It Go Round in Circles, or didn't we, or one
yeah.
of those? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, somebody lost USAID funding.
Okay. It is someone whose name is Jataka Lead. And this is Kamala Harris. Cut 20.
I wasn't about to have history tell this story without my voice being present. Especially in this moment in time where there are so many people engaged in revisionist history, trying to rewrite our history. And I think what we all know is this is the beauty of this gathering, right? And if this place where we remind each other
this
that our
place.
Stories matter, and we will never let anyone take our power from us, and certainly not take our voice.
Or our drinks.
And we will not be silenced. And isn't that something to talk about when we see what we've been seeing most recently? And so that's why I wrote it. And I also hope that when everyone has a chance to read it, it will remind us all that we brought so much that was about hope, about our ability to invest ourselves in the future of our nation and form the future of our nation.
For the children.
We brought energy. We brought fight.
The crumbling infrastructure.
Determination. We brought faith. And that light, my sisters,
Bud Light,
is still inside of us. We cannot let an election or an individual ever rob us of the light that we carry.
The light that we carry.
We cannot let anyone dim our light. And let us continue like we
Where's
did
my
those 107 days. And we will always do. See the light in each other. And let that guide us through
the light.
The kinds of moments of darkness that we're experiencing right now.
An electric, light-filled, golden elixir.
You know, one of her favorite groups from the 1970s is the Electric Light Orchestra, ELO.
The light is all.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Ah, 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee was interviewing more Biden aides about his descent into senility. And actually, they kept saying, well, it happened during his presidency. I'd say it began long before that. So this is NBC's full story on the chief of staff, Jeff Zients, also known as President Autopad. But they were kind of giving him a pass last night because he was trying to tell the truth. You know, it's everybody's, you know, it's one of those moments in any kind of investigation when everybody starts pointing the fingers at each other. Cut 23, NBC Nightly News.
Also in Washington, we're learning more about what former President Biden's chief of staff just told House investigators, saying he witnessed Biden's memory getting worse in office. Here's Ryan Nobles. In testimony behind closed doors, former White House chief of staff Jeff Zients telling House investigators that President Biden changed while in office. And according to a source familiar with his testimony, Zients believed that after this disastrous debate performance,
if we finally beat Medicare,
it made sense for him to abandon his reelection bid. That source says Zients testified Biden's decision-making had slowed, needing four meetings before making decisions, requiring additional rest, often four at the direction meetings of First Lady Jill Biden, and that Biden's memory was getting worse, having trouble remembering names and dates.
He thought that obviously the president wasn't in the same mental shape that he was at the beginning of his term.
During his term, the White House insisted to the public that President Biden had no cognitive issues.
Sharp
a source
as a
familiar
tack
with Zients' fit testimony said that he had full confidence Biden was up to the job. A spokesperson for Biden declined to comment.
Republicans keep trying to focus on the past, and they keep focusing on President Biden and his health while they're ripping away health care from 17 million Americans.
Though in her new book, former Vice President Harris slams the handling of Biden's decision to run for re-election, writing, quote, in retrospect, I think it was recklessness. But Harris facing criticism from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
She's going to have to answer to how she was in the room and yet never said anything publicly.
You know, I think she's all done. She's not, she can't run again. They're all ripping her, and she was ripping them. This is all on her. 844-500-4242, 614. What do you think goes through Rachel Maddow's head when she listens to that garbage? Good Lord, no wonder we lost. Yeah, but she knew it before. I mean, she knew who going in, who was.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why. I think that was her first interview. She gave the first interview to Rachel Maddow because she's like the queen of the world's smallest empire, regime controlled media. You know, who else would she give it to? Caitlin Collins, Dana Bash, Jen Psaki. I mean, these people don't have it. They have even smaller audiences than Rachel Maddow does. Limerick guy H, I'm just totally befuddled that Cackle's left out unburdened by what has been. Yeah. 917. What if the light inside of us is one of those old incandescent bulbs? How does Kamala feel about that? You know, did you see, by the way, Trump, we'll play some of these cuts of Trump at the United Nations talking about solar energy and wind energy. What a joke it is. Did you see last Friday? I missed this. Last Friday was Sunday. Did you see two words, Sunday. And I thought it should have, and they're going to celebrate solar energy. And I thought, you know, that if you're going to have a Sunday, shouldn't it be celebrated at night when there is no energy from the sun? Because that's the way it is. Or on a cloudy day. Most days there's no energy from the sun. That's a reality, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Roth appears to try and stab himself after verdict was read in courtroom. I'm sorry.
Wow, he can't catch a break with weapons, can he?
He was somehow he was able to get a high power rifle when he was just when he just came to Florida in like a matter of a couple of days, but he can't he couldn't get a knife. Why couldn't the Antifa guy at the Charlie Kirk vigil last week have gotten him the knife that he could have used on himself? 8445 U.S. Marshals step in to prevent Roth from stabbing himself. Couldn't they have had a vote in the courtroom before they stepped in to stop him?
Your Honor, my client can't even stab himself. How could he have hoped to assassinate someone?
My that is his. He is his own client. Don't forget that. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
I live in a bad neighborhood. Well, just last week, a guy pulled a knife on me. I could see it wasn't a real professional job. There was butter on it.
They're saying now he's trying to stab himself with a pen. It was a Sharpie. But the part of the ironic thing is Sharpies aren't that sharp.
I guess just it's one way to get out of legal expenses, I guess.
844-500-4242. Sandy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I'm kind of disappointed today in you, though.
Why?
Why? Because we had major announcements yesterday. We've had some excellent Supreme Court wins recently. We had Charlie Kirk. And you're spending the time, my time actually, on Kamala Harris in an interview in her book.
Well, haven't we talked a lot about Charlie Kirk?
Well, we have, but we haven't talked about the, you know, vaccines are very important. You know, that was a huge announcement yesterday. We don't care about Kamala's book, at least I don't.
No, I'm doing it, you know, Sandy, I don't care about the book. I'm using it for entertainment purposes. And I know I'm getting some pushback on the text line about Kamala's book. And like Bruce from the Mets is saying, please, please, no mas. And I understand that. I just wanted to throw it out there. We'll get, and all the Supreme Court victories, you know, the thing is, have you noticed that all these huge, huge victories in the Supreme Court, they get no play in the papers or on TV. Some rogue district court judge who was most of the time, they're not even born in the country and they have some foreign name. Nothing wrong with a foreign name, but it's very indicative when these decisions come down and they get overturned and it's like back on page 92. You know, like the Venezuelans and the Haitians get to stay in the country on welfare. Huge story. 2 weeks later. No, they don't. Screw. You're not going to have any more Modelo specials on us anymore. And no mention of it. Thanks for the call, Sandy. 844-500-4242. He used a penknife, says